In this bulletin, a New South Wales regional town joins more than 16 million Australians in lockdown. Victoria's lockdown likely to be extended as the exposure sites list reaches 150. And mission complete, Australia's Olympic men's basketball team, the Boomers, claims an historic medal for the first time ever. Good morning, Claire Slattery with SBS News. More than 30,000 residents in the town of Armidale in the Northern Tablelands of New South Wales are now in a week-long lockdown after two COVID cases were picked up there yesterday. A long-distance train from Newcastle to Armidale via Werris Creek is listed as a close contact exposure site, suggesting someone with the virus may have carried it across the state. The Armidale Mayor, Ian Tilley, has issued this appeal to his community.
Stick together. We do this right as a community, we'll defeat this challenge together. But we faced tough times before with droughts and floods, and now it's just another test of our resilience. Armidale will stay strong and resilient. I'd appeal to people to stay at home. That's the secret. Don't go out if you possibly can help it, and that way we'll come through this together.
New South Wales Health has added new exposure sites in many high-concern local government areas to its public alert list. Yesterday, the state's daily COVID-19 case numbers passed 300 for the first time since the onset of the pandemic, with another five deaths. Epidemiologist Professor Robert Boy says while Sydney residents may be suffering from lockdown fatigue, the measures are working.
Well, the good news is that if we hadn't had mitigation and lockdown, one case could have produced more than 100,000 cases a day by now. So it is actually working. And if you look at Bondi, if you look at the southwest, those areas are decreasing in number, but it's increasing in other parts of Sydney. And that's the problem. We've had a spread to much wider areas. So we need to deepen and widen the lockdown.
And construction workers will be able to return to unoccupied work sites in New South Wales from Wednesday, on the condition they remain at half capacity and workers from COVID hotspots are vaccinated. Victoria's list of COVID exposure sites has grown to 150 after the state recorded 29 new cases yesterday on day two of its sixth lockdown. It comes as government sources and epidemiologists warn that the lockdown will almost certainly be extended for more than the planned 7 days. And the Victorian Health Department says wastewater testing indicates there are likely to be undetected cases of COVID-19 in Melbourne's northern suburbs. The department says 6 wastewater samples have shown strong and increasing levels of COVID-19 fragments in the Glenroy Broadmeadows area. Testing has also picked up viral fragments in the regional towns of Hillsville, Coldstream, Badgers Creek and Benalla. And authorities are also warning about a scam where text messages claiming to be from Melbourne Pathology tell people they've tested positive for COVID-19. Queenslanders are waiting to hear if their lockdown will end today. Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young will review today's case numbers before deciding if she can safely lift the southeast region's 8-day lockdown as planned at 4 o'clock this afternoon. While cases have continued to grow, all new infections have been linked to a school cluster and almost all have been isolating while infectious. Thousands of people have marched in Paris protesting against France's COVID-19 vaccine passport. It's the fourth week of demonstrations against the pass, which will require people to prove they've been vaccinated, had a negative COVID test result, or recently recovered from the virus. From tomorrow, the pass requirement will be extended to a new range of settings, including cafes, restaurants, and long-distance transport. A pilot in the Afghan Air Force has been killed in a bomb attack claimed by the Taliban. The pilot, Hamidullah Azimi, was flying in a US-made Black Hawk helicopter in the Kabul district when a sticky bomb attached to the vehicle went off, also injuring 5 civilians. The Taliban has confirmed it's waging a campaign to target and eliminate US and NATO-trained Afghan pilots. It comes as the United Nations Security Council has held an urgent meeting on the situation in Afghanistan, as the Taliban strengthens its hold on the country. Greece has appealed for help through the European Union's emergency support system to tackle raging wildfires. A volunteer firefighter has been killed in a blaze threatening Athens' most important national park. The country is enduring its most intense heatwave in 30 years. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis says the situation has improved slightly.
The situation today is a little better than yesterday. We must continue with great intensity the effort to limit all fires and not to have any risk of reignition. The priority of the last few days has been first and foremost the protection of human life, to the extent that it is possible to protect properties, especially for the fire not to enter settlements, and of course the protection of critical infrastructure.
To Tokyo, and Australian basketball team the Boomers has claimed its first Olympic men's basketball medal. Australian flag bearer and Boomers veteran Paddy Mills scored 42 points to lead Australia past Slovenia 107 points to 93 and secure the bronze. In other events, Australian Nicola McDermott has won the silver in the women's high jump, Brazil won gold in men's football after defeating Spain in extra time, and Dutch woman Sifan Hassan won gold in the women's 10,000-metre race. And now today's weather. Perth, showers and 20 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17. Melbourne, similar conditions and 16. Hobart, partly cloudy and 13. Canberra, also partly cloudy, 14. Wollongong, a shower or two, 18. Sydney, similar conditions, 17 degrees. Newcastle, a shower or two and 19 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 23. Cairns, a shower or two, 26. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 32 degrees. This is SBS News.